Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis actually begins a new parak, Parak HaBoyne. And there are different applications of where there is binyan, and whether you're over the malacha of binyan or the malacha of Makkah B'Patish. But one thing that needs clarification is the Shitas HaRambam, because we know that actually comes up in the Masechta later on, that building an oil is also baina. Someone who spreads out an oil, puts up poles, puts out an actual tent, he's over the malacha of baina. But the problem is, and this is discussed in the stipler in Siman Lamed Zayin, and he actually brings from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, he actually brings it from something that he wrote in the Ma'asev called Knesset Yisrael, but I believe it's in Rabbi Zalman Sefer Evan Ozel. The Rambam paskins that someone who builds an oil on Shabbos is chayav achatos, but the Rambam says that it's only a tolda of baina. Ha'oisa oil kvar is a toldas baina. And the question is, why isn't it baina mamish? Someone who builds anything, even a kol shehu, is chayav because of baina. Why is oil only a tolda of baina? And Mr. Zalman, he goes on to explain that the malacha of baina has to be always comprised of two parts. One is that I'm being mekabetz and mechaber devarim nefradim. For example, I have eitzim and I have avonim, and I'm combining them and putting them together to make them into one binyan. Then, I also have to have that the malacha comprises of an asiyas oil, meaning that I'm creating a place which is a makom nivdal, and it's separated from what's around it. I'm building something, and this building is separate from what's around it. So I have to have two parts. I have to build something, number two, like we just mentioned, that's a mokeh muvdal, but the way it's built, it has to be put together from many different parts. And therefore, if I'm missing one of these two qualifications, then it becomes a tolda, it's not the actual av. And that's why the Rambam says that someone who makes an oil keva, just through putting sadin, he puts something on top of poles, that's only a tolda. Because although he made an oil keva, he didn't make it through gathering and combining many different parts to make it into one guf. And he says, megabing, the process that's used to make cheese, the Rambam also calls a tolda of baina. Because there I have a gathering, I'm putting together different chalakim, different pieces to make one gush. However, I don't have oil. And he says that two types of toldas to baina. One is the oil without the kibbutz chalakim, and one is the kibbutz chalakim without the oil. But the av malacha has to be an oil keva through kibbutz chalakim. And then he uses this to explain that the discussion of ein binyan mekelim, which is a machloikis rishonim, where do I say or when do I say ein binyan mekelim? Because the simple reading of Gemaras definitely indicate there is binyan mekelim. Our daf itself has a discussion of building kelim. One of the cases is building that small tripod for the small pot to do cooking. Kolpanim, Rabbi Zalman says that when I'm discussing the tolda of the oil part of the malacha, there is ein binyan bekelim. However, when I'm discussing the tolda of the putting together different parts, the kibbutz chalakim part of the malacha, there is possibility to have binyan bekelim. And again, if I have a hechatimtza, for example, he quotes a Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey of Menapeach Bekliz Chuchis, which the Gemara says is chayv mishamaka bepatish. Over there, I don't have the aspect of putting together different parts to create this klei zechuchis. You only have the aspect, the asiyas oil aspect, where I'm creating something which is muvdal and is its own area. And there the chiyuv has to be because of makkah bepatish, not because of boina. However, if someone's making a kli adama, he says, like a tano or a chavis, and the Rambam's psak of megabin, the megabin is chayim mishum boina, because there you're just gathering together different chalakim, and there you're going to have the chiyuv of boina. However, the stipler brings down this whole Rabbi Zalman, and he says, this you say that the av malacha boina has to have these two components, the asiyas oil component and the kibbutz chalakim, the guf echor component. He says he has a Rambam. And the Rambam says that ha boina kol shehu is chayiv, and ha mashva pnei hakarka bebayis. For example, someone who flattens or lowers an incline, there's boina, and he's chayiv. And that's coming from a Gemara on the Afayin Gimel. The Gemara says, ha'isa le gav shushis v'natla, the bayis chayiv mishum boina. And the Rambam says that's Baina Mamish, not a Tolda of Baina. But according to Rabbi Zalman, that shouldn't be Baina Mamish. I don't have both components here. I don't have the Asiyas Oil and the Kibbutz Chalakim over here. So why is that regular Baina and not a Tolda of Baina? So Rabbi Zalman says that Lanias Daiti, it's true that the Inyan of Baina is through putting together Kibbutz Chalakim Harbe Lasayas and Goshechar. You want to take many different components and put them together to build one contraption. And he says, therefore, as long as you're doing this idea of Baina by bringing together many parts and building it into one guf, it's going to be a Tolda of Baina. But it's not a Tanai in the Iker Geder of the Av Malacha of Baina that you have to have Dafka Kibbutz Chalakim. And he says, someone who makes a Ma'ara is also Baina, even though there's no Kibbutz Chalakim. This, that the Rambam says, that Ha'oisa Oyel Kavua is only a Tolda of Baina, is not Baina Mamish. It's not like Rabbi Zalman says because it's missing the component of putting together Chalakim. He says that's for a totally different reason. He says because the Geder of the Av Malach of Baina is only when I'm being Mechaber to Karka. The Soid of Binyan is Chibur LeKarka. Someone who makes an Oyel Kavua, for example, he spreads out a tent, he spreads Sadin on Amudim, and he puts them there for Kviyas. As long as they're not Mechaber to the Karka, it's not going to be a Tolda of Baina. So to summarize, Machlokes Rabbi Zalman and the Stipler, what I need to have the Av Malacha of Baina. Do I have to have, like Rabbi Zalman says, two components? I have to have the Asiyas Oil Keva and putting together many Chalakim Harbi. If I'm missing one of those two, then it's not going to be the Av Malacha of Baina. But according to the Stipler, what's Keveya, whether something is an Av Malacha, is whether it's Mechubal HaKarka. If it's Mechubal HaKarka, then it's the Av Malacha. However, if it's not mechubal karka, like an oil, kavua, although you chayv mishon baina, then it will only be a tolda of baina. Have a wonderful day.